Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Kevin Vaughn. We're so excited about you being with us today. And hey, we're not going to be with you very, very long. The weather's changing, the season's changing. And I tell you, one thing that does not change is the word of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the Lord does not change. Amen. We're excited about that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for his word. Thank God for who he is as well in Jesus' name. So we're excited about that. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. For those listening around the globe today, the Encouraging Word Global Network, Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, also, too, we'd like to recognize our awesome, awesome church, ladies and gentlemen, and leaders of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about Bishop and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, who are the senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. We always like to give a shout out to our leadership and to the church body and to the leadership that is teaching and preaching the word of God all around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. So that's Kingdom Life Worship Center. For those who don't have a church home that may have moved into the metro Atlanta area, we're broadcasting from the great state of Georgia. Our church is Kingdom Life Worship Center. 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. It's 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. And for more details about the services on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. So we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, we're going to get right to it as well. A lot going on. Again, as we mentioned, the seasons are changing. We got a little colder weather. And we just trust that your weather's well. We know a lot's going on around the globe there with the weather today, but we got to pay attention to the season. Our topic tonight is encouraging people tonight, but you must know the season. Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, has been teaching this for several years, really, about the seasons, the changing of the seasons, and how to recognize the season. So we're going to go over that tonight. But we thank everybody who's online, those who are listening via their mobile devices, smartphones, Apple devices, and computers as well, all across the globe. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Hey, as also mentioned, too, we also are dedicating our broadcast to our children. We got to continue some stupid, crazy, sinful stuff going on around the globe with our children. And we want to pray over them, protect them, and guide them as well. So we come against the enemy, or even right now, we come against the enemy, against our children, in the mighty name of Yeshua. And we ask that the angels be cast and charged to our children right now, all of our children, those listening, those in our neighborhood, those of our family and friends and relatives all across the globe, that our children be protected from all hurt, harm, or danger. So we want to dedicate this also this program to the children as well in Jesus' name. So thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is an Encouraging Word. Hey, we're going to have a word of prayer. Our topic tonight is the signs of the times as it is from the biblical word of God. But let me open up with scripture here today, and then we'll go into prayer as well. But ladies and gentlemen, this is no time to be playing. That is for sure. And as I get older and now I understand how my grandparents and my mom and dad felt, you know, when they get a certain age, they don't take nothing against away from Jesus or for only for him. But they don't take nothing that's against the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And we just thank God for our godparents and all those who've gone before us, specifically our moms and our grandparents that teach us and raised us in the things of God. But Proverbs 4 and 5 through 9, ladies and gentlemen, this is the international version. It says, get wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to encourage you to get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words. And this is from the word of the Lord. For those who may not believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that are listening around the globe, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for those who don't believe, we're praying for you. For those who do believe, we're praying for you as well, because you know and accept that Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Yeshua. Amen. For the world as well. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Her love, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland of grace, your head, and present you with a glorious crown. So, ladies and gentlemen, get wisdom. Teach our children about wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. You got to sit down with them. They can't learn that from nobody but you. So that was Proverbs 4:5-9. Get wisdom and get understanding, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for his powerful word. Hey, let's go into a word of prayer. We're not going to keep you long tonight. We're going to get right to it. We're going to open up the lines for our wonderful leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, our overseers of the network that keep us on track throughout the week. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, they are senior pastors for those who are living in the state of Georgia, or I should say metro Atlanta area. Come visit us. For more details, give me a call. But come visit us at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, 30214. And for more details about Kingdom Life Worship Center's ministry, give me a call, 404-401-0233. Once again, 404-401-0233. Feel free to text me or call me, and I'll be glad to get you information about our wonderful services and information about the pastors as well as you need it. But come visit us, right? Come visit us and learn and get taught and also get loved on by the body of Christ in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you today. And we're going to talk some more about that a little later. But let's keep it moving, guys. Let's keep it moving. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your love and mercy. Father God, the season has changed again, at least on this side of the planet. Father God, it has changed again. We thank you for the season changes, Father God. We go from summer, Father God. We go to fall, Father God. Then we go to spring, and we are winter and spring, Father God. So we thank you for the changing of the seasons. But Father God, we're talking about another season, a time of the signs, Father God, that men need to pay attention to because of your soon return, Father God. So Father God, help us to honor your word. Know that it's true, Father God. Know that what you said will happen. That may not happen in our lifetime, but it will happen, Father God. As people have gone on, but things have not happened yet, Father God. But that don't mean it's not going to happen, Father God. It's in your appointed time, Father God. So we thank you in advance. You told us that you would return one day, and according to your Father's will, Father God. So we thank you in advance for that. But Father God, help us understand the season, the time that we live in, the spiritual side of the seasons, Father God, that we may be ready to receive, Father God, and ready when you return, Father God, ready to give a word in and out of season, Father God, for your glory. So we thank you in advance, Father God. We give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. So God, we love you so much for that. And we just thank God for what he does in his word each and every day. So one thing we got to do, we can't really give God enough praise, but ladies, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise because we are alive and well right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all better praise him out there. Y'all better praise him for little things. I don't care what's going on with you. Praise him for everything. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about the signs of the times. I'm just going to read some scripture and do a little commentary as we go along, but we're not going to read all. I got a bunch of great scriptures for the signs and the ends of the time. And the goal here tonight is just to encourage you to stay in the word. Stay in the word. Stay in the word, ladies and gentlemen. Stay in the word, no matter what you see, what you don't believe, what you do believe. You got to believe the word of the Lord. And let's start off with 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that in the last days, this is so important, but understand this, that in the last days there will come difficulties. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is read the word in the right places, of course. Turn on the television and you'll see exactly what is going on here. There will come times of difficulty. As you know, there's a lot of that going on right now across the planet. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, for people will be lovers of self. Come on now. Y'all know about that one. That one is prominent today. Lovers of Money, another one that could be confirmed by even the unbeliever. Proud, arrogant, abusive. Oh, man, this is a big one for me. Disobedient to their parents. Oh, man, how many times have you seen children in the street, you know, out in the public, disobeying, disobedient to their parents? Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Ungrateful. Oh, Lord Jesus, how many people have been ungrateful to you, oh, Lord? Just even in blessings, they still don't get it. Ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasing, slanderous. Oh, wow, without self-control. People just doing all kind of crazy stuff, ladies and gentlemen, without self-control. I just wonder, now, unless you're on, you know, medication and, you know, your mind's just out there somewhere, I'm talking about the civil persons. Out of self-control, you're just walking up, hurting people, talking to people any kind of way, walking to people's homes because you think you can do it. Just incredible. No self-control. Brutal. Not loving good. Treacherous. Reckless. And, Lord, we got to pray over our children because, you know, we got some good children out there. And, you know, you can get bullied and get peer pressure just for doing good, for being good, and doing the right thing as your parents teach and your pastors teach. Treacherous, reckless, swollen, and conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people, the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the signs of the times. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention because these times, whether you, no matter if you're old enough to read, you need to pay attention, and we need to help people receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We're encouraging you tonight to have the conversation with people in your family first, in the community. Challenge people, right? Challenge men, challenge women to ask them about their soul. Ask them about their soul. Ask them, what is your relationship with Jesus? If they get mad, that's fine. I can walk away from that. But at least challenge them and ask them about their soul. Where are you at with Jesus? If he came back today, would you be ready? Matthew 24:7, ladies and gentlemen. For a nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we experience that all the time around the planet as well, even now. And I guess we probably more so because we can record it and hear about it on news. So if anything happens anywhere on the planet, as it happens, we can get the information. So that's very interesting there. Matthew 24:1-51 says, and Jesus left the temple and was going away. When his disciples came to the point out to him the buildings of the temple, but he answered them, you see all these, you do not. Truly, I say unto you, there will not be left there one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And he sat at the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the signs of your coming, of the close of the age? And Jesus answered them, saying, see that no one leads you astray. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? I want you to get into the Word. You need to eat it. Dive into it, you know, spread it all over your mind, your spirit, your body, whatever you got to do in a spiritual sense. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus answered them, see that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm talking about the believer. Now, you cannot, a believer in Jesus Christ, knowing and receive him, knowing what he said, and then somebody's going to come along, Antichrist, come along and say, I'm the Christ. Now, come on, people. We got to be a little smarter than that. So we want to make sure that we know when the Christ. Believe me, when the Christ comes, everybody going to know it. Believe me. So it ain't going to be one person. I remember years ago, somebody in California said they were the Christ and said the end times. And, of course, it didn't happen. But I remember that, and it's probably more out there saying that same thing. But if anybody says, I am the Christ, they will lead many astray. You better pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. These are the signs of the time. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network for those who are just joining us. Kevin Vaughn with you. Our topic tonight is you must know the season. And I know Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw teach this a lot and teach this very well about the seasons. Ladies and gentlemen, we can recognize, you know, the fall, spring, winter, and summer seasons. You know, we all can recognize that. But do we recognize the spiritual side of what God has given us to pay attention to? Now, one thing we want you to do is not to be fearful, right? to be scared or, you know, against what God has said for us. He's just telling us to be prepared and to know who he is, because the sheep will know his voice. Hey, Daniel 12 and 4 says, but you, Daniel, and if anybody likes these scriptures, I can send these to you too as well later on. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Wow, that one is prominent, ladies and gentlemen. You can just Google stuff on, and it is literally moving at light speed. You know, they're coming up with some great ideas, right? Great things, but the knowledge is just so new and so real. But guess what, guys? There's no talk, a lot of talk about God, though, right? No, a lot of talk about Jesus, Holy Spirit in this stuff, right? So they're just building stuff and doing stuff, and it's all great, and there's some smart people out there. But we're talking about when you leave the spiritual side out of all this growth in our nation and in our world as well. Matthew 24 and 14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You hear that's another clue that Jesus has given us, ladies and gentlemen. So part of, and of course, no man, according to the word, no man really knows, even Jesus don't know when he's coming back, because the Father hasn't told him, tell him, yep. But the point is that there'll be a time when he comes back, but he says it's going to be close, ladies and gentlemen. When you see kingdoms against kingdoms, and when you see kingdoms proclaiming throughout the world, the testimony to all nations. All nations got to hear the word first before his return. So we thank God for that. And then the end will come. Mark 13:32 says, but concerning the day or the and that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son. I just mentioned that, right? But only the Father. Isn't that powerful? So that's Mark 13:32. That's one of the most powerful scriptures. I always listen to people who say that Jesus is coming back a certain time. And if they don't say this scripture, you know something wrong, right? It says, but concerning the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father knows the time that he'll call his Son to gather his church, to gather his people in Jesus' name. Isn't that powerful right there? So again, we got to thank God for that. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for that word right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's powerful right there. Only the Father knows. Only our Father knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to read a few more scriptures. Our topic tonight is you must know the season. As you know, our season is changing here in the state of Georgia. It's getting a little cooler. You know, it was hot a few weeks ago. It was hot, really hot. Now it's all cool again, which is wonderful. So we thank God for the changing of the weather, and because that's what it's supposed to do. But we're talking about your spiritual seasons, ladies and gentlemen. We got to pay attention. Luke 21 and 11 says, there will be great earthquakes in various places, famines, pestilence, and there will be terrors of great signs from heaven. Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, we've seen some of that today across the planet. 1 Timothy 1 and 4 says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart. Oh, this is sad right here. This is sad. Now, this one is so sad for the saints. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teaching of demons. Lord Jesus, let us not be us in Jesus' name. And we know some people will be deceived, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days. So again, we've got to pay attention. You got to stay grounded, be a solid rock in Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen. Hang around people, be accountable to others so you're not isolating yourself so the enemy can come in, creep in, and take you away from the word of God. So we will not be deceived in Jesus' name. Matthew 24:11 says, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Wow. Doesn't take much, right, for people to be led astray. We were talking several weeks ago about the mark of the beast, or the mark. I'll just say the mark, where people are getting technology put into their forearm, into their hand, into their head, into their eyeballs, you know, all kind of crazy stuff that the Lord told us to stay away from as well. Hey, Luke 21 and 25 says, and there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the seas and of the waves. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's called tsunamis, tidal waves, whatever you want to call it, earthquakes moving underneath the earth, underneath the ocean, moving the tidal, you know, all that good stuff is happening as we speak. We just had some of that recently. Thunderstorms, hurricanes, all kind of, got another hurricane coming to hit the coast real soon, if not today. I think it's near Mexico. So we got to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, to this. And ladies and gentlemen, the last one I'm going to read here real quick before we open up the lines here to our leadership is Luke 21:36 says, but stay awake. Oh, come on, ladies and gentlemen, stay awake at all times, praying. And Bishop and Doc love this part. They pray, help us pray. They believe in prayer, but stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength. Oh, I know Doc likes this one. Have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, come on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just give God some praise for that one right there, and then we'll read it again, but from all hurt on the day. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we got to put, this is Luke 21:36, but stay awake at all times. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen, don't play with your soul, praying that you may have strength to escape all things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man, because the enemy's going to throw everything at you. It could be no food, no water, you know, whatever it is to distract you. And then when somebody brings you some water, well, if you deny your faith, you can have some water. You deny this, you can have some food. You deny the Lord, we'd give you this. You better be strong enough and ready enough to say, I ain't doing that. I don't need to do that. My Lord will take care of all things. But also, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We got to be prepared, right, too, as well. The Lord wants us to be prepared. So it says staying awake at all times, right? That's being prepared, praying that you may have strength to escape. To have strength, yeah, that means you got to have a plan, right? So we got to have a plan to be ready to escape all things that are going to take place, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get worse. You understand that? It's going to get worse than what you see on the radio or hear on the radio. And what you see on television is going to get worse and worse. People are getting far away. Some people are getting farther and further away from the truth of God. They're doing everything but what God's word said. Doesn't that sound familiar, like the children of Israel? Doesn't that sound familiar from history of the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, where all the children of Israel did everything else for what God asked them to do? Just incredible. And the whole nations around the world are doing the same thing now. So just powerful. Luke 21:36. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for his word. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. You must know the seasons. You gotta know them. You must know the seasons, ladies and gentlemen. Please be ready. Please be ready. Read your word. Share your word. Get involved in ministries that are believing in the word and giving that word out each and every week, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to also let those know who are moving into our city. If you don't have a church home, give us a call. Give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Our church, ladies and gentlemen, is Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. And we have services on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. But for more details, give me a call. I'd be glad to share that with you as well. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up and thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. As their time permits, they come on as well. And I believe Doc is with us tonight. So we're going to open up the lines for our wonderful, wonderful teacher and a pastor, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're going to open up your line right now. God bless you, Doc. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. God bless you tonight. Such a timely subject matter. Understanding the season that we're living in. We can certainly take that from a very practical and natural sense if we even think about the hurricane season and some of the most recent storms that our country has experienced, even on the Florida Gulf Coast and so forth here, and even in Georgia. Seasons can sometimes, from a natural perspective, bring moments of havoc and disaster and chaos, whatever it may be from a natural perspective. But from a spiritual perspective, we must always learn how to be in tune to understand what's going on in the realm of the spirit and the earth. Many of the scriptures that you read help us to realize that certainly we are living in what we call perilous times, and to be able to identify some of the things that are going on in the world so that we can ready ourselves that we will not be influenced by the powers of darkness. And so when we talk about, you know, understanding the season, we must also understand how to align ourselves with our personal season or destiny that God has given unto us so that we don't get caught up in all of the things that's going on in the world. It is so easy to get caught up and to be shifted and focused on what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's so easy to do that because our mindset, you know, Bible tells us, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we just don't faint. You know, the Spirit of the Lord teaches us, praise God, how to focus and learn how to trust in Him because it's so easy. When we look at the things that are going on in the government, look at the things that are going on all around the world, it is so easy to get distorted. So, Father, help me, and my prayer is for people that's listening tonight. You need to know what time it is in your life, okay? We know what time it is when we look at the seasons and times and things that's happening in the world. But I challenge you to think about what time is it in your life, time for you to do something different. Is it time for you to shift? Is it time for you really to align yourself with your divine purpose? Are you miserable because of the things that are going on in the world? Are you challenged by some of the things that you're going through? I think all of us need to realize that we've got to align ourselves with the personal season that God has given unto us. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there's a time and a purpose and a season for all things. Now, oftentimes tell people this, praise the Lord, you must utilize the time that God has given unto you, fulfilling your purpose so you will not miss your season. I say that again. We must use the time that God has given unto us to fulfill whatever my divine purpose is. I need to know what that is so I don't miss my season. I don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, even though we're living in a chaotic world and a chaotic system. Father, help me to be in the right place at the right time. Help me to be steadfast in what I'm supposed to be doing. Because in that and only that are you going to find peace. Your peace is going to be found in fulfilling the purpose that God has stamped upon your life so that you don't miss your season. I don't want plan for my life not to be released because I'm not sensitive to what I'm supposed to be doing at that moment. Those of you that are listening tonight, have you ever went to bed and you just felt in yourself that something else I needed to do or you did not accomplish everything you felt that you would have accomplished within that 24-hour period? If you're really kingdom connected, if you really got a passion to fulfill the will of God, you will not be able to rest until you fulfill what God has given unto you. Even on a day-to-day basis, you're going to have that sense or that feeling that something is missing. What am I supposed to be doing? It is that call from the inside. If you don't believe it, ask Jeremiah. Jeremiah attempted to sit down on the call that was upon his life. The scripture tells us, even before he was born or formed in his mother's womb, he was already ordained. He was already named a prophet. But when he was released into the earthworm, he became distracted or wearied as relates to the perception of others, of how people were entreating him. You know, he felt like, you know, they're not going to listen to what I have to say. Bible teaches us that he tried to sit down on his gift. He tried to, but he couldn't. And the word of the Lord said it was just like fire shut up in his bones because he was afraid of their faces. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. So we're not to fear the chaotic things that are going on in the earth, the seasons of turmoil, the seasons of all of this stuff, all of the politics, all of the chaos in the weather, all of the things that's going on in the financial system, all of this stuff that's going on. But we must learn to align ourselves with this season that God has purposed for our lives. I don't want to miss what God has for me because I'm so caught up with everything else that's going on in the world. And I'm going to miss my divine visitation with what God has purposed for my life. I encourage you tonight, ask yourself this question. Think about this question. Meditate on this question. What time is it in your life? I say that again. What time is it in your own life? Time for you to be doing something different? Is it time for you to run harder and faster? Is it time for you to shift and pay attention more to what God is doing versus what is happening in the world? What time is it in your life? Utilize the time that God has given you to fulfill the purpose that is upon your life so that you will not miss your season. That's my prayer to everybody that's listening tonight. And with that, you're going to find an inner peace that surpasses all understanding. When the world is chaotic, when you're fulfilling what God has purposed for you in this season, that is the place that you're going to find peace. So, Father, I thank you tonight for every listener, every person, that this message may hit their ear gate to provoke them in a place to realize that we must align ourselves with the season that you've purposed for our lives. Father, I thank you for it now, and I give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Elder Kate.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And I believe Bishop is on with us tonight. We're excited about Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, your mic is open. How you doing, sir? God bless you.
Just fine, Elder Kevin. God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Thank God for that word that you've given to us. As we take the word of God in, know that God worketh all things for our good. And let us know that the word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. And knowing that God has promised us a word, and we have a promise that we can stand on, because God is not a man that he should lie, not a man that he hath to repent. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. And Father, we thank you tonight for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto us void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And God, we thank you right now for every sound-minded, every individual, God. We thank you for every believer. We thank you for those that may not even know you tonight, that may come to know you as the Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you tonight for your word has been established. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for the season that we live in, that your word can be manifested in our lives and everyday situations, God. We give you praise and glorify your name. And God, we thank you. We stand in agreement with you and your word. We stand in agreement with those that they be struggling and not knowing which way to turn or direction or which way to take. But God, we know that you are able, that you will direct our path. And God, you thank you, Lord, because you said in the word, the good steps of a good man are ordered by God. And we give you all praise tonight. We counsel every assignment of the enemy that come to destroy your people. And God, we thank you that we are a mighty army. We will rise up above every situation of opposition. And God, we give you glory and all honor. We thank you, God, that you continue to heal those, God, and you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into the captivity the obedience of Christ. And we thank you now, God, in the name of Yeshua. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name up. And there's none like you. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We call it, God, thank you for healing those people that are sick, those that have lost loved ones. God, we thank you as you be with them and strengthen them in this hour. We give you glory and all praise. Shall be thine forever. And we'll forever give you praise. And all glory forever be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, he's senior pastor, along with his beautiful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, at Kingdom Life Worship Center. For those listening around the globe, that's in the state of Georgia in the United States, Fayetteville, Georgia. Give me a call if you need more details about the ministry. Love to share that with you. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We always thank God for the man and woman of God. Ladies, just give them another hand as we get ready to close out. But thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Bless you. Bless the Crenshaw family. Everybody connected to you. Praise him. All right. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We just want you to stay encouraged, stay in the Word. One thing you can be selfish about is the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Have that for yourself, right? Get that for yourself. Of course, we got to share it, of course, but we want your soul to be saved. We want your soul to be for Him, with Him, hear His voice, and not be caught up in all the things in the world. We don't have to sweat. God is not sweating. Jesus don't sweat. Holy Spirit don't sweat, so we don't have to sweat either. I like this Luke 21 and 36. Stay awake at all times, ladies and gentlemen. That means be on alert as much as possible, right? Know your surroundings, too. Even when you're out and about, know your surroundings. Know what's going on. People are taking advantage of people not paying attention. So pay attention. Know what's going on. I know you can't pick up every detail, but just pay attention. Know your surroundings when you're out and about. And, you know, do what you got to do, right, to stay diligent in the things of God. So we thank God for it. So, Father God, we thank you so much for everything that's been said. Thank God for Bishop Dr. Crenshaw's time tonight as well. So thank you, Father, for the network, for the broadcast, for the technology. In Jesus' name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you. A lot going on, and we'll keep you posted. And the Lord willing, we'll be back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. just for a few minutes here with you. And we want you to have a great rest of the evening and most of all, a great rest of the week in Jesus' name. So before I leave you with this, always remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening. Thank you so much, everyone who's listening. We love you. Bye-bye. God is good.